Well, good morning. It is October 6, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through the book of 1 Kings, chapter 9. We're going to finish, for the second time, Ephesians. Reading Ephesians chapter 6, start Philippians tomorrow, Ezekiel 39, and Psalm 90. So let's get into the Word today. 1 Kings, chapter 9 today. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all Solomon's desires which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, There shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But if ye shall at all turn from me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And at this house which is high, every one that passeth by it shall be astonished and shall hiss, and they shall say, Why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and to this house? And they shall answer, Because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them, and therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house, now Hiram the king of Tyre had finished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees, and with gold according to all his desire, and then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, What cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called unto them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, for to build the house of the Lord, and his own house in Milo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. For Pharaoh king of Egypt had gone up, had taken Gezer, and burned it with fire, and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city, and given it for a present unto his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer and Beth-horon, the nether, and Bahalath, and Tadmor, in the wilderness and the land, and all the cities of the store that Solomon had, and cities for his chariots, and cities for the horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. And all the people that were left of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able utterly to destroy upon those, did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers of chariots, and his horsemen, and these were of the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David unto her house, which Solomon had built for her, and then did he build Milo. And 3 times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built upon unto the Lord. And he burnt incense upon the altar that was before the Lord, and so he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen, that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came in to Ophir and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. That was 1 Kings chapter 9. Let's move on over to the New Testament and finish up the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that whatsoever good thing that any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. And wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in that evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs, and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for that same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. That was Ephesians, our second and final reading through of Ephesians for 2022. Good job to everybody. Tomorrow we start Philippians once again tomorrow, so we look forward to that. Let's turn over to Ezekiel chapter 39. Ezekiel 39 today. Ezekiel 39, therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince, Meshach, and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of the left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. And thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. And thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send a fire at Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And so will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. And I will not let them pollute my holy name any more. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord. And this is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire for 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any of the forest, nor they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord God. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passenger on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there they shall bury Gog and call his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamon Gog. In the 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, that they may clean the land. And yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers that remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. And after the end of the 7 months shall they search, and the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bones, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamanoth, and thus shall they cleanse the land. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl, and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves, and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I may sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, and all the fatlings of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken, and of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. And thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. And so the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. And therefore hid I my face from them, and gave them into the hand of their enemies. And so fell they all by the sword, according to their uncleanliness, and according to their transgression have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. And therefore thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. And after that they have borne their shame, and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they have dwelt safely in the land, and none made them afraid, when I have brought them again from the people, and gathered them out of their enemies' land, and am sacrificed in them in the sight of many nations, and then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land, and have left none of them any more there, neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. That was Ezekiel chapter 39. Let's move on over this morning to our final reading, Psalm 90. Psalm 90 today. Psalm 90, the most unique psalm out of them all, the only one written by Moses. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. And thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend all of our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, and yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. And so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servant. O satisfy us early with thy mercies. And may we rejoice and be glad all of our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto thy children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Amen. That was our reading today for October 6th. 2022. Thank you all once again for joining me each and every day. Really appreciate all your faithfulness. It's an encouragement to me to see you all come on out every day. But that said, I hope it's a blessing to you as well. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark it down. But again, we are continuing to press on, only a couple more months, and then we have read through the entire Bible, the entire King James Version of the Bible. So that's a great accomplishment. Keep to it. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you've given to us. Lord, indeed, teach us to number our days. Lord, teach us to walk in that wisdom that you have called us to walk in. Lord, I pray that we would live for you every day. Lord, understanding that, Lord, as other parts of your word talk about, Lord, that we are to redeem that time. Lord, I pray that today would be a day of redemption. Wherein we redeem that time, we use that time today for your glory's sake. Everything that we do, Lord, whether in word or deed, Lord, may it all be for your glory's sake. I pray that starting with myself and for my brothers and sisters today, I pray, God, that we wouldn't waste time today, but instead, God, that we would use it. Help us to remember that, again, the moments that we have, we're not going to get them back. Lord, time is a very, very precious thing. It is the most precious thing. And so, Lord, may we just be hit with that today, Lord, I pray. And, Lord, may it cause us to live differently, as I said. May we do all things for your glory, Lord. May we share your gospel with someone today, Lord, that might need to hear it, Lord, because they're not guaranteed the next second. Lord, may we share the gospel with our kids and our grandkids and our children and, Lord, and our family and friends. And, Lord, I pray, God, that we would be quick to do that. And also, Lord, live that Christian testimony that you have called us to live. Lord, again, starting with myself. But again, Lord, I just thank you so much for this day. I pray, God, for your hand of blessing upon my brothers and sisters online today. Give us a good day in you, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody.